The Wheat Foods Council is answering common consumer questions about wheat in a new series of short videos featuring wheat expert Dr. Brett Carver. Carver is the Wheat Genetics Chair in Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. During the video series, he will discuss how wheat has changed over the last 100 years, the difference between wheat breeding and GMOs, gut health, and more. The first episode, which is now available on YouTube, answers the question, if you stop eating bread to cut carbs, what else do you lose? The primary source of protein in the wheat kernel comes from the endosperm, the middle layer. The endosperm also contains carbohydrates and small amounts of B vitamins. When ground during the milling process, the endosperm yields what we recognize as flour, the fine white powder added into our baking recipes. As a result, this protein benefit comes in both enriched and whole wheat products. Whole wheat products are made using the entire kernel of wheat, not just the endosperm. The bran, which is the outer layer, contains the most fiber. With this added fiber, having whole wheat products in the diet protects against diabetes, helps prevent coronary heart disease, and improves gut health. Stay tuned for answers to more consumer questions through the Wheat Foods Council, a leading source of science-based information on wheat and grain foods nutrition. Kansas Wheat is a member, along with grain producers, millers, baking suppliers, life science companies, and cereal manufacturers.